This is the closing market report on a Friday afternoon. Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, is on the phone line to talk about the weather forecast with us. Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Todd.
Let's hear about the forecast for the weekend to begin with.
Okay. Well, if you look at the National Weather Service forecast for this weekend, high tomorrow, a high of 34, partly cloudy skies, clear Saturday night, low of 16, high Sunday of 35 with mostly sunny skies, and then low Sunday night of 22 degrees. We get into Monday and Tuesday, there is a chance of snow and or rain, kind of depending on when it falls, whether it'll be one or the other. High on Monday is 37 and high on Tuesday is 35. But it will be below freezing at some points during the day there, especially at nighttime. So we could see some more precipitation come out of the next few days. And that's going to be kind of the theme for the next couple of days into next week of, you know, highs in the 30s, lows in the 20s. We have another shot of precipitation perhaps in the next weekend. But it looks like to be fairly cold conditions as we kind of finish out this winter.
Speaking of fairly cold conditions, the month of February, I'm told, was a little cooler than suspected.
Yes, it was. I was actually a little surprised. For most of the month, we were actually running ahead of schedule. We were actually a couple of degrees above average on the temperature, so I kind of expected to finish out that way. But we had that stretch of cold weather at the very end that really drug down the temperatures. So we ended up at about 29 degrees, which is about a degree and a half below average on the temperature side. So, I mean, it's not anything catastrophic, but it's certainly on the cold side. Precipitation-wise, statewide, we ended up being 2.7 inches, which is a little bit about almost a half an inch above average on the precipitation side. So that's rainfall and any combination, any water equivalent of the snowfall content. And so it was a fairly wet month, and we had, for most places, we had close to average snowfall for the month. We had the amounts ranged from about an inch in far southern Illinois to about 20 inches up in that northeast corner of the state. So winter finally arrived just in time for spring. So
absolutely. Is the state looking better now than it did last year at this time?
It does. If you compare this year to last year, already in January and February, things were beginning to dry out. We had, in many places, we're running a couple inches below average on precipitation. We're starting to see low stream flows for this time of year, whereas this year we're actually running above average on precipitation, and the lakes and streams and rivers look very good. So it's a much better start to the growing season than what we saw last year.
Jim, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey joins us here on the closing market report on this Friday afternoon. A couple of notes. Commodity Week will be recorded at 4:30 this afternoon. Our guest will be Gary Schnitke. We'll talk, of course, about crop insurance and some of the decisions farmers will need to make in the next 15 days or so. Commodity Week at willag.org. We'll post that program by about 6 o'clock this evening. And while you're there, make sure you hit the Will Ag panel's calendar, and you'll find all the kinds of details about next week and where we'll be, including on Tuesday at the All Day Ag Outlook, Wednesday over in Lincoln, and Thursday in Jacksonville. Have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.